Welcome in. This is the FPC Chiefs podcast. I'm Braden Holacek, the managing editor and writer for Full Press Coverage Chiefs of fullpresscoverage.com. It is another snowy day here this winter. It seems like the snow will never stop. So I'm ready for the spring. I'm ready for a lot of things during the NFL offseason to hurry up and get here during the spring as well. But it's a nice Tuesday here. Excited to record another episode today. We got the NFL scouting combine beginning this week in Indianapolis right about now. There's some stuff from there that we're going to talk about on today's episode. We'll also talk about some of the latest article topics and ideas that we've had come out to end last week and what we got upcoming hopefully this week as we get closer and closer to March and for the start of free agency, and the draft is getting, you know, closer and closer as we're now just under 2 months away from the draft taking place in Vegas. So it's definitely going to be a crazy offseason. We talked a lot about it already, just not with what the Chiefs will have to work through to get all of the moves they want to make, but just how many big name free agents there are out there, guys that are changing teams, that, you know, have been with that one team for all of their career, like Philip Rivers, for example, with the Chargers, not going to be returning there. It's going to be a very exciting. We talked probably a couple of weeks ago on some other episodes that the franchise tag would begin on February 25th. That was going to be the first day that teams were going to be able to designate the tag. But with the CBA talks and other stuff, that have gone on between the NFL. The date has now been moved back 2 days. So I think it's now February 27th through like March 9th, maybe is the deadline or the window where teams can authorize franchise tags for certain players. And we'll kind of, you know, pick up off that franchise tag topic a little bit with Chris Jones. We've talked a lot about him already this offseason. And again, kind of hearing the comments that general manager Brett Veach made today, as well as Andy Reid, but mostly Brett Veach is the ones that I think a lot of people will need to focus on with Chris Jones. We'll kind of write, hopefully, an article coming out very soon within the next day or two, kind of just talking about what we know right now with the Chris Jones situation and the Brett Veach comments as well. Basically, today at the Combine in Indy, Brett Veach, kind of in his opening presser of a lot of, you know, interviews and talks he'll have this week, he kind of talked about Chris Jones, mentioning that Jones is a priority for the team to keep. He wants to get a long-term deal done, but the franchise tag is on the table if necessary. And also the reps of Chris Jones, they're hoping to meet with Brett Veach this week to talk more about getting a long-term deal done. I think one thing Veach said today at the Combine in Indianapolis was that they feel him and Chris Jones' representatives feel like they're probably in a better position now than where they were last time when they left off talking about a new contract. I mean, now you see another good season from Chris Jones that he had, even with missing a couple few games in there, missed the division round game. He's a guy that obviously still was the same old Chris Jones. And again, only 25 years old right now. So getting that long-term deal, if they can get that done, would be huge. And also, I think you got to take into account how much Chris Jones loves being in Kansas City, loves being a Chief player. That's going to go a long way in getting this done, I think, as well. Again, I've said before a few episodes ago, I do think he will get his long-term contract this offseason. But kind of like Brett Veach said today, it's a challenge, you know, to work all this out with the salary cap implications. But also, it's not impossible, meaning, you know, there's never a player that is too impossible to keep. Teams will find a way to work out the money and get a deal done if they want to. So I do think we're going to see him eventually sign a long-term deal. But seeing that the franchise tag is still in play, I think that's more of just making sure, you know, if they don't get the long-term deal done by a certain amount of time, the franchise tag makes a lot more sense for 2020 just because they would be able to maybe work out a little bit more money in the future, maybe next off season if possible. And you're also talking about not allowing other teams maybe to get their chance to sign Chris Jones, because there's a lot of teams out there that have a heck of a lot more cap space: Indianapolis, Miami, Tampa Bay, all those teams. Again, I'm really interested to see exactly what happens just the rest of this week. The comments that are maybe going to be made about that when Veach is able to meet with the reps. So that's something that's going to be very exciting. As far as another player that was talked about by Brett Veach and also Andy Reid today at the combine with Sammy Watkins, and Veach did say that he wants to keep Sammy in Kansas City, and he's a guy kind of like Chris Jones, especially given what has happened during the early part of Sammy Watkins' career. Sammy loves being in Kansas City, another guy that loves being a Chiefs player when you've got Patrick Mahomes throwing the ball your way. The thing that's been difficult, obviously, for Watkins is he's had a tough injury history before the Chiefs, and those injuries have continued with the Chiefs over his first 2 years there. The big thing is, though, he showed up in big games in the playoffs. He's really, really come through in those games, and I think that's helped Sammy's case for still being able to be considered as a guy that is crucial to this Chiefs team going forward. And I think that's something Brett Veach kind of mentioned as well, was the playoff success that he's had over the last 2 years. You think about really both games in the first year he was in Kansas City, the division round game against Indianapolis and the AFC Championship game against the Patriots. He had a big, big role in those games, especially because Mahomes was really having trouble connecting with Tyreek Hill for most of those games, or at least the Patriots game, and then even Travis Kelce at times. It was difficult to get things going with him. So, and then obviously this past year that just ended in the playoffs, another big year. You think about, I think, the Titans game in the AFC Championship, that long touchdown pass that sealed the deal to get the Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl. And then in the Super Bowl, Watkins was able to make a couple big catches and big moments, the big one being late in that game when the Chiefs were still down by three in the fourth quarter, 20-17, the inside release on Richard Sherman, and being able to set the Chiefs up inside the 49ers 15-yard line. So I'm not really opposed, honestly, to bringing Sammy Watkins back. I think, again, just that playoff success and what he's still shown when he's been healthy. I think he deserves another chance with the Chiefs, but I think it's going to be definitely at a reduced price. I don't think there's a chance that Watkins returns at the price he's scheduled to make next year. He's got a $14 million cap hit. So I think based off Brett Veach's comments that we saw today in Indianapolis, my guess is that we'll see either an extension. Watkins will get a few more years added on to his deal to stay with the Chiefs, but it will basically cut his 2020 salary cap hit in half at least, or close to half. And he'll make more around probably $7 or $8 million at the most in 2020. And I could see him getting maybe a 3 year extension, add 2 more years to his current deal, cut his salary cap hit in half at least, and keep him happy, keep him with Mahomes, keep him in a place where he loves to be, let him thrive there in Kansas City. So just hearing how much Veach wants to bring him back, I think, is a big sign, because that's something, a lot of GMs say these, kind of bizarre, big things that you don't really know what to think. I think Veach, just since he has become the GM in the last few years, he's done a lot of just signs. He's pointed to a lot of things that you really think is going to come true, because he's been that way with his quotes and when he's talked to the media. So I'm not going to be surprised to see Watkins back next year. If it's the case, though, I think it will be at a reduced price. So that was just a couple of interesting, things that Brett Veach had to say about upcoming big decisions with the offseason as far as players go. I guess Andy Reid, we can also say what he had to say about Sammy Watkins. Reid said he has spoke with Sammy over the course of the last month since the Super Bowl, and Sammy's in good spirits. There was something that Watkins said Super Bowl media week that, just because of his mental health, maybe, or something along those lines to recharge his body. He talked about possibly taking off next year and sitting out the year. But Andy Reid said, kind of basically what he said in the quote was, he didn't really know what that was for sure about, but feels like Sammy's in good spirits. So, always good to hear that. And then another thing Veach, I guess, also had to say today about his own players at the combine. Guys that were injured to end the regular season, Alex Okafor with his torn pectoral, really is on a good timeline right now in his rehab, and is expected, I think, to be ready for training camp and most of the offseason activities. As far as Juan Thornhill goes, they're not sure yet if he will be ready for the beginning of training camp, but he should be ready for the start of the season. And what's also even better news is they said once he went into to get the surgery on his torn ACL, the ACL was actually in a lot better shape than was first imagined. So that's good signs for Thornhill and Okafor. And again, just those guys being ready for the start of next season is going to be huge to keep this defense's momentum going at the beginning of next year. So really good to hear. And Thornhill's a guy that I think, a lot of people believe he's going to come back with a vengeance play with a even better attitude than he had in his rookie season. Had a very impressive rookie year. Got hurt though week 17 game. So I'm really excited to see Thornhill come back and Okafor as well. So those were just a couple of comments there from the combine. We're going to come back here after this short break, talk about again some of the article topics that we had come out on Friday, the same day as our last podcast episode, and what other article topics we have coming up. So stay tuned after this short break. All right, welcome back. This is the FPC Chiefs podcast. I'm Braden Holacek, the managing editor and writer for Full Press Coverage Chiefs of fullpresscoverage.com. Tuesday podcast here today, first one of our two episodes this week. The scouting combine has begun, and I don't know how much I'll actually watch of the drills this week. I usually always kind of like to watch them. Last year, I didn't get a chance to watch as much, but I don't know how exciting the drills really are to watch anymore. The 40-yard dash is always really impressive to see who can run the best for their position or the best for the entire year. So there's a lot of speedy receivers. I'm actually looking forward to seeing how well they run. But overall, I've actually kind of gotten more interested in the player interviews and what the team executives have to say going into this offseason portion. So again, we talked about some of the combine comments already from Brett Veach and Andy Reid as that combine week commences there in Indianapolis. We're going to kind of touch now on a few of the article topics we had come out last Friday and then dive into what we're hoping to get out throughout this week. So kind of going back to last Friday, there was a video that surfaced of Dez Bryant working out with Patrick Mahomes. A lot of people that are Chiefs fans or around in the Kansas City area were kind of talking a lot about this on Friday. So I decided to write a real quick piece. Could Dez Bryant join the Kansas City Chiefs? I don't think it's totally impossible. You got the Chief connections of, Mahomes working out with them. I believe Mecole Hardman has been one guy that has wanted to work out with him as well, or has already. You got the connections there. And I also think just, he has not taken cheap contract offers over the past couple of years. He has not played a full season in the NFL since 2017 with Dallas. But I think he's finally gotten to a point now where he's ready to go. He's highly motivated after, taking a chance with the Saints in 2018, tore his Achilles. So he's been working hard, and I think he's really determined, highly motivated guy. And again, if, we talked earlier in this episode about Sammy Watkins, looks like right now, based off some of the latest comments by Brett Veach, he could be back next year. But if Sammy Watkins is not back, Dez Bryant could fill that role, I think, very well. Again, some people may scoff at the idea of Dez Bryant joining the Chiefs just because, again, not played a lot the last couple of years. But I think you look at where he was near the end of his Cowboys tenure, he was playing some of the best football he's had in his entire career. So, getting those couple of years in with Dak Prescott, I don't think it's totally out of the question. I think Des Bryant's going to get a lot more offers maybe this year than he got last year in 2019. He didn't really get the same looks that he got in 2018 when he ultimately chose to join the Saints there late in that season. So Des Bryant's an interesting guy. I think that at this point, about 31 years old, I think he's a guy that has a chance to still make an impact on an NFL roster. And definitely, I think if he signs anywhere, it'll most likely be for a team that he sees is a Super Bowl contender. So, again, just seeing that video with Patrick Mahomes, them working out in Texas. Again, players from different teams work out with each other during the offseason regularly. But there's a lot of steam that's picked up from that workout and what could potentially happen maybe with the Chiefs and Des Bryant. Who knows if it means that much, but it's just an interesting rumor that's floating around right now. We also had our latest draft profile on Friday come out with Georgia running back DeAndre Swift. And really impressive what he did on tape in 2018, but he took it even further in 2019. He's a do-it-all back, one-cut defender, great zone offense rushing player. So I'm really impressed with how he did pass protection and pass catching, especially you look at what Jake Fromm kind of did for him as a pass catcher. He put him in kind of some tough positions where he caught the ball, where defenders were already right there waiting to tackle him behind the line of scrimmage. But Swift's ability to escape pressure and escape tacklers was really impressive. So we kind of talked a little bit about that last Friday, but yeah, I'm really impressed with Swift. He's a guy that I think will be, if not the top running back taken, I think he'll be definitely one of the top two or three taken in April's draft. So DeAndre Swift, very impressive player. And he's one of the shorter running backs this year. It's a really just common year for shorter running backs in the NFL draft. Swift came in, I believe, at the combine, measured in at just over 5'9". You got Arizona running back J.J. Taylor. He's a guy that came in at just over 5'5". So you got a little bit more shorter backs this year. But I mean, we've seen shorter backs thrive in the NFL over the last few years now with the way the offensive games have opened up. So as far as upcoming draft profiles, my next one that I'm hoping to get out, hopefully today, the same day that this podcast will come out on Tuesday. Kind of the first edge rusher that I've taken a look at, obviously not going to be considered as impressive as a prospect as Chase Young or Kalaevon Chaisson, but for an edge rusher, Jonathan Greenard of Florida is a guy that I just finished up his tape of wrote a little bit of his draft profile already. He's not going to be a guy that's a pass rusher that's going to stand out as a bender around the edge. He's more of a calculated guy, a little bit more of a slower pass rusher, a finesse pass rusher. So does a lot better with stunts and inside rushes than he does as bending around the edge. A little bit raw still as a player, transferred from Louisville to Florida, so he's still learning the game too as an edge rusher and being in a different system has also played an impact there, but as far as just being an edge player goes, he does take a lot of pride and does a good job in setting the edge. So he's a versatile player with his pass rush skill set. Again, still developing there, but versatile. And he, I think, is very impressive as a run defender. So you see him on his tape. Again, when this article is posted, there'll be videos where you can watch. But Jonathan Greenard's a guy at Florida, did both, as a 3-point stance guy and standing up. So, Florida used him in a lot of different ways. He's really got a lot of effort on his tape, trying to work through, just the rawness in his game and the different ways in which Florida used him. But I think he'd be a very impressive guy. Again, I don't think it's out of the question that the Chiefs do add another pass rusher this offseason in the draft or in free agency, just because you see so many teams now that are winning a lot of games, have so much depth at their pass rushing. We saw Frank Clark have an impressive year. Tano Passanio really came through and probably what was a make or break season for him. Emmanuel Ogba, will he be back? If he is, I think that's going to be a good thing for Kansas City. And obviously, you got Alex Okafor will enter his second year next year. But I think there's a very good possibility that the Chiefs could add an edge rusher this year in the draft. So Jonathan Greenard was the first guy that I chose to look at for edge rushers. You know, again, I was anticipating a little bit more on tape than what I saw in just different areas. You know, I'd watched a little bit of him before, but just watching him again, it's interesting to see how much, again, there's still a lot to work on with his pass rush skill set, but he actually came a long way during the 2019 season as the year wore on. So you see a lot of those growth points and a lot of improvements during his 2019 season with Florida. So hoping to get that out later today. I know the next four draft profiles that all have come out, a guy that I'm really excited to dive into is Wisconsin defensive player, Zach Bond. He is, you know, been listed as an edge guy, but we saw him at the Senior Bowl get reps at linebacker. And he's a guy that I think will fit more at linebacker in the NFL, but very versatile player. Wisconsin actually used him very well, both on the line of scrimmage as a down lineman or as a stand-up defender on the edge, or even at linebacker. So he's a very impressive guy, would fit Steve Spagnuolo's defense, I think, really well, just because I think you have to have a certain level of versatility and hybrid players on that defense for it to consistently work. And we saw that with certain guys in 2019 with the Chiefs. So that's a guy I'm really looking forward to writing about soon and getting back into more of his tape and diving in there. I know the next running back draft profile that will come out will be Florida State's Cam Akers. Florida State, you know, it's been a rough last couple of years for him, but Akers, I think, was a very impressive lone bright spot there. Another guy kind of like DeAndre Swift that would fit in very well with the shotgun style of the Chiefs offense, running the zone scheme. So Cam Akers, the next running back that I'm hoping to write about there. As far as next cornerback goes, I think Ohio State's Damon Arnett is a guy that definitely his stock has kind of, you know, plateaued more around the top 32 level over the course of the last month in the pre-draft process. Damon Arnett's a physical corner, really excited to write about him. And then offensive lineman, Robert Hunt, smaller school guy from Louisiana Lafayette, played offensive tackle primarily in college, but I think a lot of people think he will fit more as an interior offensive lineman in the NFL. And he's a guy that, you know, I'm really, really excited to watch and just see if there's any connection there with the Chiefs come draft time, because he's a guy that I think a lot of just past tendencies of the Chiefs really kind of fit well with Robert Hunt's game. So those are kind of the upcoming draft profiles that will have come out later this week and into the weekend and next week after we get the Jonathan Greenard draft profile out. But as far as some other upcoming article ideas go, again, I'm hoping to have kind of what we know right now based off the combine comments from Brett Veach, you know, hoping to have something on Chris Jones and Sammy Watkins or both in the next day or two, hopefully. And, you know, maybe keep or sweep, you know, playing Brett Veach. Those article ideas still getting worked out to kind of know when they're exactly going to come out, but those ideas have been begun and they've started rolling. And some other article ideas is just free agent targets. We're going to kind of do them like draft profiles. I mean, as far as the structure in which they're written, you know, it isn't going to be all about the player's attributes, but hoping to write about some guys that are entering free agency potentially soon as well. So those are the upcoming article ideas we'll have come out. Again, crazy that we're already getting into March at the end of this weekend. So, you know, again, free agency is going to be coming very soon. We're about 3 weeks away from the start of free agency. And again, franchise tag period for teams will be coming within the next couple of days and moving into the next couple of weeks. So a lot of important offseason dates upcoming. Really excited to get this offseason and free agency kicked off so we can get closer to the draft as well. I think it's really interesting how, you know, I want to shift back to the combine a little bit here. Players meeting with certain teams, there's always, you know, certain tweets that people, I think, go crazy about that isn't maybe as big of a deal as it really is for some guys, because I think teams try to meet with almost every player as much as they can, informal or informal interviews. So just because, you know, it's out there on Twitter or wherever that this player met with so-and-so, I don't think it's as big of a deal as it should be, but it's just kind of funny given the Chiefs, where they're at as a team entering the draft and free agency, that really the only ones that were listed today was wide receivers. And with how impressive and deep this wide receiver class is, I would love for the Chiefs to add a guy in this class, and I don't think it's impossible that we could see that. But especially if Sammy Watkins returns, you're not going to see some of the top names probably make it to the Chiefs that were rumored to be meeting with them that came out today. So it's just funny to see how people react to certain things about the meeting with the teams and the players. I mean, there's so much personnel from each team that is in the combine or at the combine each year anyway. So you're going to get a lot of different guys that are going to talk to them multiple times during this week in Indianapolis. So just take some of those things with a grain of salt. And, you know, it's important to know that, you know, there's only so many players that can go so high and so many players that can go, you know, to certain teams. Certain teams have more draft picks than others. So that was just kind of an interesting thing that I saw early this morning with the NFL scouting combine beginning. As far as some other quick notes, I mean, really, I don't have too much else today. So I think the biggest thing is just stay tuned to Full Press Coverage Chiefs, fullpresscoverage.com. Again, besides Full Press Coverage Chiefs page, there's a lot of other great draft content out there. Beginning for, I know Full Press Raiders is already very deep into their draft profile. So you can go back all the way to like December to read some of their stuff. There's a lot of great draft profiles done by the FPC Raiders team. You know, there's a lot of other free agency topics that are out there for, you know, Tom Brady and the Patriots team has wrote some about that. So yeah, just stay tuned to fullpresscoverage.com in general. But yeah, you guys can follow Full Press Coverage Chiefs on Twitter at FPC_Chiefs. Follow me on Twitter at eBearcat9, all one word, lowercase, and the number 9. And again, I'm hoping to just, like I said, grind out as much content as I can this week with the articles. Again, it's just, you know, getting those draft profiles done. Some days there'll be maybe only one. Other days there could be two or three at least, just because those are shorter pieces. So stay tuned to that. I mean, we're entering a point in the off season where a lot of content and a lot of rumors and news is going to be coming out at once. So stay tuned to all that, and I will see you guys next time.